Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all ready?
Hey, babe, tell the kids to keep it down. I'm recording.
Off tour, yeah. Back up in the lab again. Get the cooking, yup, going ham again. Flow like a battering ram or a man in a van crashing into they whack rapper sedan, cause I'm mad at them. Tell them it's a rap, welcome to the rap laminate. Sever the cabbage of any rapper, hell in the bath of me. Yeah. You can't stomach the subject matter we handle. If you did manage it, it'd probably shatter your abdomen, dawg. I hear y'all sucking y'all teeth when you hear Christian rap like the son of God sweet. Boy, if I come at y'all, you know what I could've done to y'all. If I wanted, dawg, wouldn't none of y'all eat.
Real talk.
Broken the game like a cat burglar, the rap Nat Turner with a habit to wrap circles around you. But you never heard of me, so I understand when you laugh. But just know I can murder these rap cats that you have heard of.
Yeah. The hardest part of this is not to bury you. Part of me don't want it, but the other part is daring you. Feeling froggy, take a leap like a skydiver. I promise I'ma catch your body like a parachute.
You know how hard it is keeping it positive, even with guarding it. If not, it'd be more people involved in it. Just know this not hip-hop in a lesser form. It's truth music, harder to make, but it's better form.
I could've been a villain, lucky you. But I'm over here chilling, lucky you. I could've been on that side, lucky you. But the flow got bad. Lucky you. But if I just feel like they just had to know, and realize that if I wanted I could go, kill everything on that side. Lucky you. But the flow got baptized. Lucky you.
Hi guys, I've arrived, it's me, the Bible guy. I was only trying to shine this little light of mine, trying to give sight to blind, trying to rewire minds line for line so they could be everything God designed. Why would guys try me like I couldn't if I decide to put them in dirt and give them this work 9 to 5? Rifle at the Eiffel, willing and ready to snipe at any guy you idolize, bombing like I am Mike Witt, Al-Qaeda type fist, kill a rival with this mic of mine, simple as pile driving a knife into a slice of pie, and not the MacGyver type, Michael Myers side, every line of beside this binder of mine could be homicide. See, I've been cool, but you've been doing too much lately, thinking you can play me like I'm some tuba and ukulele. Better watch how you be doing that newborn Jewish baby. I could do to you for him what Slim would do to you for Haley.
Don't do it.
I'm telling y'all, I've been hella calm lately. Don't get your head neck and all severed on HD. Repping God in heaven, y'all can never Kanye me. And you ain't got the answers, so you can never sway me. I still rep what I've been repping, is God's gang. I kill flesh with a big weapon, I'm John Wayne. God over money, boy, we don't come to work to play. Oh, you thought Christian rap was soft, you gon' learn today.
I could've been a villain, lucky you. But I'm over here chillin', lucky you. I could've been on that side, lucky you. But the flow got baptized, lucky you. Forgive I just feel like they just had to know. And realize that if I want it, I could go. Kill everything on that side, lucky you. But the flow got baptized, lucky you.
Christians in Ethiopia that never had to be enslaved by the white man to get it.
careful what you putting in your ears now. Hard to hear the truth, cause the lies talk real loud. We yelling Jesus, they yelling chill out. Nah, but you can tell them that we here now.
We here now, we here now, we here now. We here now, we here now, we here now. Tell them that we here now, we here now, we here now. We here now, we here now, we here now.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming.
We here now.
We here now. We here now. We here now. You hear that?
They wanted me to fail, get a living in a cell. But the minister, the only way to get me in the jail. Made it past 25 and I'm doing pretty well. On my way to heaven while I'm here, I'm finna give them hell. I ain't never bowed down to these devils in the game. Probably never see the most high levels in the game. But I'm for the most high, homie, never will I change. I don't play by the rules, I'm a menace to the game. If I got a problem with it, I'ma say something. Stand bold on my faith and I ain't budging. And I'm all for respect, but I walk on the set with a cross on my neck and I ain't chain tucked. Praise God, only way to go is Yahweh. It ain't no other way to heaven, ain't no other gate. I know they wanna hate, they praying I'ma go away. But not until he return and none of us know the day. And I got more to say.
I see the media playing. They picking the most ignorant, we're never betraying us. You grew up black, you knew what it's like. They do it to Christ, they muzzle the wives and get somebody foolish or Mike.
To make us all look crazy, they come up with topics, ask the craziest pastor. And none of us rock with. You thinking he a fool, we think he a fool too. But they telling you we all agree with the fools do. But get ready for the truth church. Where we are church, we don't just do church. Pray for the feeble and sore clothing and feeding the poor, loving the people and showing them they true worth. We ready to do work. But they saying it's a white man religion, forced on us by the master that white men invented. Tell it to the Christians in Ethiopia that never had to be enslaved by the white man to get it. Careful what you putting in your ears now. Hard to hear the truth, cause the lies talk real loud. We yelling Jesus, they yelling chill out. Nah, but you can tell them that we here now.
We here now, we here now, we here now. We here now, we here now, we here now. Tell them that we here now, we here now, we here now. We here now, we here now, we here now. We here now.
Yo, there's no greater pain than the hurt you feel with nobody, I mean nobody, believing you. I know a lot of heads all over the world can relate to what I'm saying right now. On the real, joker like me, I've been down so long and so low, it's like all I know to trust is the dust, feel me? And as a youngin', I wasn't the popular cat at all, nah, not me. You see, I was the punchline to every joke, for real. Yeah, but one thing I always had, and that was a desire to be great someday. For real, people is a funny thing, yo. And God, I ain't never seen with my eyes. But one thing I know for sure, I am all that I am because of who God is. As simple as that, yo. Enough said. Now watch me.
Told you so.
Mike Chick. Jill.
What's cracking? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Time to get this Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? I'm your homie, Oasis, a.k.a. Joshua. Just somebody who's following Jesus Christ. Still in 2021. You know what I'm talking about? Disciples. Sons of God. Stand up. You know what I'm talking about? Today's topic, you wicked an adulterous generation. Still seeking signs and proof, huh? Yeah, you. Hold on. Wait. You, not me, but you wicked and adulterous generation. Still seeking signs and proof, huh? You out there seeking signs and proof? You wicked and you adulterous, okay? If you're not seeking signs and proof and you believe what God's saying, okay, you good. But if you out here talking about, I don't believe in God, no, show me a sign and all that, man, you don't take your, you know what I'm talking about. But yeah, man, when hip-hop meets the Christ, today's topic, you wicked and adulterous generation, still seeking signs, huh? Appreciate you tuning in. All right, have I become your enemy because I tell you the truth? See, that's scripture right there. Have I become your enemy these days? Have you become people's enemy these days because you're telling the truth? If you don't stand for the truth, you will fall for all the foolishness of and in the world. Yeah, stop the record. Scratch the record again. Scratch it. If you don't stand for the truth, you will fall for all the foolishness of and in the world. They used to say, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. It sounds good, but that's some crap. You can stand for something and still fall for anything. You know what I'm talking about? But if you don't stand for Jesus, because Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the truth of God. If you don't stand for the truth, you will fall for all the foolishness of the world, and that's in the world. Yeah, Jesus is the truth. Stand for Jesus. Represent, because you've been sent. That's right. Stand for Jesus. Represent, because you've been sent. Don't be bowing down to the devil just because he threatened you, threaten your life, or threaten your children, or threaten your money, threaten your career. Oh, man, please stand for Jesus. Yeah, Jesus is greater than Satan, in case you forgot, and in case you didn't know. Yeah, Jesus is the Lord. Jesus overrides Satan. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, we already am. Up already. All I did was just read the little description right quick. You know what I'm talking about? So yeah, man, stand for Jesus. Represent the kingdom of heaven, because you've been sent. That's right. We got to represent to this wicked and adulterous generation. You wicked and adulterous generation still seeking signs and proof, huh? Hashtag, I got your proof right here. God's word on deck. You know what I'm talking about? The contact us when hip-hop meets the Christ at Gmail. When hip-hop meets the Christ at gmail.com. Newsletters on deck, audiobook on deck, album on deck. All available. You know what I'm talking about? I'm your homie, Oasis. Let's pray. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for bringing us to this point where we are in our lives. Thank you, Father, for your grace and for your mercy. Father, thank you for loving us, and thank you for leading us back to your love. Father, let us love you back. And let us express it by doing things your way, lining our lives up with what you say. Let us express our love by living how you want us to live. Thank you, Father, for forgiveness. Yeah, First, I just want to ask, let's ask, we ask you for the forgiveness that's available in you, because we all sinned and fall short or come short of your glory. Forgive us, Father. We receive your forgiveness. Thank you for your forgiveness. Hallelujah. Father, I ask that you heal us. Heal us in our minds, heal us in our hearts and our spirits, our souls, and in our bodies. Heal us in our hearts, Father. Make our hearts godly. Create in us clean hearts and renew right spirits within us, Father, so that we can continue to glorify you and praise you. Let us obey you. Let us trust you. And most of all, Father, let us love you and love our neighbors as ourselves. Have your way. Thank you for the scriptures. Thank you for this broadcast. Thank you for everyone who listens. Continue to just get your glory, Father, from our lives. Your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Yes, we up in here. You are tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout out to you again. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We are an interactive worldwide broadcast. You can interact with us. You can listen. That's interaction. You can also call in and talk. You know what I'm talking about? If you want to, if you got a prayer request or whatever, we got you. All right? But we are an interactive worldwide broadcast. Over here, you get prayer. We just did that. We worship and praise. All right? We about to go into that in a few. Over here, you stay over here, and you hear what the Spirit is saying, and you start doing it, you'll get your problems solved. Yeah. This is not religion. Tell me what religion solves your problems. Exactly. But over here, yeah, in this kingdom of God, God the Almighty, the one that created us, if we do things his way, when we hear him and we start doing things his way, you get all your problems solved by the problem solver. Yeah, over here, when hip hop meets the Christ, we got faith and action on display. All right? We go live Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern for that hip hop and Jesus, still on that Bible study, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, hip-hop and Jesus, still up on that Bible study. You know what I'm talking about? For sure with it. Also, on Friday, well, no, Saturday, I'm sorry. Saturdays, like today, 11 a.m. Eastern, we'll be up through here. Yeah, just doing topics from the all-knowing one. God is the all-knowing one. His word, the Bible, covers every topic that we have out here. Ain't nothing new under the sun. God got everything covered. So 11 a.m. on Saturdays, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. All right, let us worship and praise God in the spirit and in the truth. That's what time it is. Time for us to worship God in the spirit and in the truth. Like I say, worship is a lifestyle. We're sanctified, we're set apart for him to worship and praise him. But right now during this section of the broadcast, we just gonna get our minds and our hearts on God. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, let's focus in. Let's tap into the kingdom. Go all the way into his presence, man. Even though he never leaves us. And I hope you about like me. Don't never leave out his presence. Don't just be waiting till, you know, on a Sunday or a Saturday, whatever. Stay in God's presence every day. Read your Bible. Spend time with God every day. That's what this is about. All right, don't be like the wicked and adulterous generation, still seeking signs and proof. When God already get, okay, Jesus the proof, Jesus the sign, that's all you're going to get when hip-hop meets the Christ. So yeah, man, let us worship and praise God in the spirit and in the truth. You are tuned into When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs again to you, much love to you. I'm your homie Oasis. Time to worship God in the spirit and in the truth, man. We just play a few songs right quick, and then we're going to move on. Appreciate everybody tuning in when hip-hop meets the Christ. Yeah, yo.
Come on, sing it like you mean it. To the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Just to be close to you.
Hey, here's my desire.
Everybody sing it.
Just to be close to you.
Hey, hey.
Just to be close to you.
Hey, hey.
Just to be close to you. Here's my desire.
searching for a lifetime
for some things to satisfy.
Paid a lot of prices on so many nights I cried. In my time of desperation came a simple revelation, and that was all I ever really wanted was you. Thought I wanted money, now I thought I wanted fame. Oh my, thought it would fulfill me, that's until it finally came. And then I sweetly heard you begging me, and it only took 1 second to see all I ever really wanted was you, yeah. There were times I didn't know what
I wanted you,
said I didn't know what
to think of you.
But when I turned around and turned and found you were there all the time, I didn't know what,
where to go.
I didn't know what
I want to know.
But you loved me till you loved me to the truth. Yes, you
loved me like you.
If there were a moral to the things that I have learned, yeah, it would be to follow love every move and every turn. In the time of second chances, what I found at second glances is that all I ever really wanted was you, yeah. There were times I didn't know what
I wanted you.
I didn't know what. But when I turned around and turned and found you were there all the time, I didn't know what,
where to go.
Said I didn't know what
I wanted to know.
But then you loved me till you loved me to the truth. Yeah, you loved me like you, yeah. If there were a moral for the things that I had learned, oh, it would be to follow love every move and every turn. For in time of second chances, what I found in second glances is that all I ever really wanted, you know I found in
you.
Oh, all I ever really wanted, somehow I know it's true. Oh my, you know.
About a preacher who fell from grace. He begged the church for forgiveness. He realized he made a mistake. And some folks left the church and said, "You're supposed to be a man of the cloth." See, they forgot he was the same man that prayed for them when they were lost. So glad God is not like man. He won't throw you away after you've done wrong. But I'll pick you up and dust you off and put you back where you belong. God didn't give up on me. I'm so glad. God, yeah, didn't give up on me. When I gave up, he didn't let me go. Oh, Now it's easy to point the finger when the spotlight's not on you. Well, and we would be surprised what we'd see if the truth come out on you. And you need to show a little mercy and grace for somebody else. And take your foot off your brother and consider yourself. I'm glad God has done such sin. When you've done wrong, He will pick you up, put you back where you belong. Oh, no, 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 yeah. You'll never, never, oh, never, never, never let, never let me fall. When I need you, I can call you. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You never, you never, hey. Somebody is in love today. Oh,
God didn't give up on you. Don't give up on God. It's a relationship. Yeah, why don't you start treating God how He treats you? Yeah, that's a good thing for us to do. Yeah, go ahead. He love you. He look out for you. Why don't you love Him and look out for Him too? Represent Him on this earth. Oh, you too shook, shocked, and you scared of these people, huh? You too shook, shocked, and scared of that devil, huh? But God, yes, sir, Jesus is the Lord. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. And God didn't give us the spirit of fear, but He gave us power, love, and a sound mind. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout out to you again. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We just finished worshiping and praising God in the spirit and in the truth right quick together. You know what I'm saying? Yes, sir. Yes, man. Well, not right quick, but, you know, I'm just saying. All right? So, yeah, man, let's move on. Remember this. You can call in when we are recording live. You can call in when we are recording live. And you can either listen or you can also speak if you press 1. All right? You can speak if you press 1. Okay? You can give your testimony. You can ask for prayer. You can say a compliment, comment, something. You know what I mean? So the call-in number only works when we are live, and the call-in number is, 563-999-3702. 563-999-3702. You can listen that way, or you can speak that way. Also, you can chat live with us when we are recording live. We have a chat room. That's opening. We'd love for you to come stop by and kick it with us in the chat room. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, man. I'm just making an account through Blog Talk. Simple. You ain't got to, you know, do nothing. Just account and the password, I believe. And you'll be up through there, man. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, come and kick it up with us in the chat room, all right? For sure with it. 563-999-3702 is the number to call in. This number only works when we are live, when we are recording live. Again, the number is 563-999-3702. You can listen or you can also speak if you push 1. All right? Also, yeah, we got a give section. Yeah, man. Offering time in the building. I'm going to put it on you, though. This is how offering's supposed to be. You got to know about offerings. The only reason God asks you to give an offering is to keep you faithful in your money. He don't need your money. He don't want your money. If he asks you for something, it's for him to keep you faithful and to bless you with better blessings. Okay? So I know people get touchy and all this with their money and all. People done abuse it. You see what I'm saying? Like these preachers and stuff and you know, just false prophets done abused the giving thing. But it's still what we got to do. You give. Okay? Whether you are giving to, you know, somebody on the street, you helping them out, or you giving to a ministry, man. You should give, man, to a ministry that you are always listening to and that you're getting keys from that for your life and you're applying it to your life and you're seeing that it's working. Why wouldn't you give? Well, you think this is supposed to be free over here and then you pay for everything else, right? Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you like this. Ministry is free. The salvation that God provided for us is free for us, but he paid for it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he paid for it with his life. Who you know? Who you got in your life that died for you? Do you have anybody in your life that has died for you? Anybody? Hmm? What about somebody that has resurrected for you? Yeah, resurrected to protect you and bust all your enemies up. Mm-hmm. That's Jesus. But yeah, man. So yeah, we are cheerful givers over here. So if you give over here, we will receive it. And we'll also give you something. We'll give you the good newsletters that comes out every 2 months. Okay? You can also get the audio book. And you can also get the album, The Gospel of Jesus Christ. Okay? So yeah, man. But you can give over here. On Cash App, Joshua Oasis Grant. Finally got one. Joshua Oasis Grant. If you want to give now. Okay? Remember, giving, if God asks you to give, it ain't for him. It's for you. Acknowledge him in all of your ways. Don't just be calling God and acknowledging him when you're in trouble. All right, then. You give to God, boy, you can't beat him giving. He the best giver. You know what I'm talking about? For sure with it, man. Let's move on. Let's go on. Time for the Knock 'em Down broadcast. Yeah, Joshua's Wall. Mm-hmm. God versus any issue, any problem, any concern. Yeah, those walls, right? Issues, problems, and concerns that we have as humans. If you give it to God, let God handle it, he going to bring you out victorious. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, he will bring you out victorious if you let him handle it. I know we be trying to pick up stuff and handle it on our own and end up messing everything up. But God versus any issue, any problem, any concern that we have as humans, man, woman, children, and teenage friends. Also, this is the segment where we talk to the thin skin and the itching ears people and invite them to stay here and repent, or they can leave. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to stay thin-skinned and stay with the itching ear, that means you're not listening with the right kind of heart. You're not going to hear this thin-skinned. That means you get easily offended. Okay. This is the kingdom of God. We got the authority of heaven, and we ain't apologizing for nothing. We on assignment and a mission from God, and the devil and the people that's dissing God and dismissing God, y'all should be the ones apologizing. But we ain't apologizing in the kingdom. Just because we are not appeasing your itching ears or your thin skin self. Why did he say that? Well, right now you get a chance to leave or repent. I'm going to play my theme music a little bit right quick. You know what I'm talking about? You can leave or repent. But this is the God versus the issues of life. Any issue, any problem, any concern, give it to God. Let him handle it. It's going to be victory for you. But hold on, I found my theme music. Here you go. Like the head. Here it go. Oh, that ain't it.
Oh! Hey! Yeah! Come on!
We are now at this time calling all challengers, haters, and skeptics to your station, please. The arena will reopen shortly. We are all separate witnesses to the greatest showdown history. prohibited. Guns and things that don't move are now prohibited. And those with thin skin are advised to attend at your own risk. Are we understood? Yeah, I used to live that it was safe to...
Yeah, we up in here, man. So, my issue today is I don't have one. And ain't nobody call in to push one or nothing. So, we're going to keep on pushing, man. We about to jump into the scriptures. How about that? Yeah, I like when you jump into the scriptures. Yeah, I like that, too. I like when we jump into the scriptures. Go ahead and jump on into the scripture. That right. So, yeah, man. Today's topic, you wicked and adulterous generation. Still seeking signs and proof, huh? Hashtag, I got your proof right here. Matter of fact, let's go ahead and kick it off. I ain't going to keep you waiting. Let's go ahead. Kick it off with Matthew chapter 16. We're going to start off right there. Matthew chapter 16, starting with verse 1. Let's go ahead and get it started in here. Matthew chapter 16, starting with verse 1. We're going to read verses 1 through 4. We're going to read verse 6, and then we're going to skip down to verse 11 and 12. All right, it's the reason I'm reading like this. You got to get into the whole word of God for yourself. I can only highlight verses, all right, with this limited amount of time and your attention now. So I don't know how much attention y'all going to give to the word. You know what I'm talking about? But, yeah, man, it's a shame how we do God. We so busy on this earth, and pimps of God, and got the nerve to pimps of God in, or not talk to him until we get in trouble. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, God is great. He's good to us. He loves us. And he said, acknowledge him in all of your ways. Humans, look at this earth, man. Look at it. By the way humans behaving, you can't tell that God owns it, can you? By the way humans are behaving, you can't tell that people believe in God no more, can you? Now, you got one right here. And I know I ain't the only one. You know what I mean? But yeah, man. Matthew chapter 16 should be there by now. We're starting at verse 1. All right, let's go. Matthew chapter 16, verse 1 says, the Pharisees, now Pharisees and Sadducees, these are religious people. They know the law and stuff, you know. They know how you're supposed to do, but they ain't doing it. You know what I'm talking about? So they know the law, but they ain't doing it themselves. Or they know the law, and they doing the law so much that they don't know the Lord who fulfilled the law for them. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, let's get it. Matthew chapter 16, sorry about that. Verse 1. The Pharisees, also with the Sadducees, came and tempting desired him. They tempting Jesus, coming to Jesus with some temptation or a desire from him, right? That he would show them a sign from heaven. They are tempting him. Desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven. Yeah, they tempting the sign from heaven, asking the sign from heaven to show them a sign from heaven. Jesus is the sign from heaven, but they asking him. Yeah, Jesus was born through a virgin, and they know that back in the days. You know what I'm saying? They knew that. And we know that too. Trying to forget, but the Holy Spirit here to remind us. All right, so it says they wanted Jesus to show them a sign from heaven. Verse 2, Matthew chapter 16 says, he answered and said unto them, yeah, Jesus answered and said unto them, when it is evening, you say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. You know, the sky be pink out there? Yeah, red. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. Or cloudy, what have you, right? Oh, you hypocrites. That's what Jesus called them. Yeah, you seeking a sign? You a hypocrite. That's what Jesus calling you. You asking Jesus to show a sign from heaven and not realizing Jesus is the sign from heaven. So in verse 3, Matthew chapter 16, the second sentence says, oh, you hypocrites, and it's in red. Jesus called them hypocrites. You can discern the face of the sky, but can you not discern the sign of the times? You can discern the face of the sky. You can look and try to predict the weather, but you cannot discern the signs of the times. You can't see where we at. You don't realize. I mean, we humans, we created by God, though. He in us, and his word is in our hearts. And you don't heard about the stuff that we are facing now. You don't heard about it. You don't heard about the pestilences and diseases. That coronavirus fall under there, and vaccinations fall under pestilence and disease category. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, you done heard of that before. That comes upon humans on the earth because of our disobedience. Coronavirus would not be on the earth if we were obedient, whether they released it or not. God, the one allowed it. You see what I'm saying? So it wouldn't even be here, because if they released it, they wouldn't be thinking like that if they were godly. But because the world is devilish, their deeds are evil. They're hanging with Satan. They behaving like Satan. That's why they're going to get crushed like Satan, unless you repent, okay, which Satan can't do. So, you hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky, but can you not discern the signs of the times? Everything that Jesus said was going to happen, the wars and rumors of wars and all that is happening. Nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom is happening. Turn children against the parents, parents against the children, all kind of stuff, man. Verse 4, a wicked and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, though. Yeah, we in Matthew chapter 16. Verse 4 says, and this is still in red, so Jesus is talking because they was asking Jesus to show them a sign from heaven, and Jesus is the sign from heaven. But you asking him to show you a sign from heaven, man, please. A wicked and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and there shall be no sign. See there? That's why you wicked and adulterous if you still seeking after signs and proof. Why? Because you not seeking God. You're supposed to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. But you up here seeking signs from God, right? A wicked and adulterous generation seeks after a sign. Righteous generations, we believe God. That's what we do. Yeah, that's all. We just believe God, man. That's it. So a wicked and adulterous generation seeks after a sign. Then they want to believe after they see the sign, right? But God's so good. His word, we understand that about him. His word so powerful that all he got to do is say it, and we're going to be it, or we're going to obey it. We're not going to question it. We're going to obey him. We'll question everything else in this world, but I'm not going to question God. A wicked and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and there shall no sign be given unto it but the sign of the prophet Jonah, or Jonas, and he left them and departed. So you're not getting a sign except for Jonah. And that was way back then, but this done happened on the earth, so that's all the sign that humans need. God dealing with his human creation. You know what I'm saying? We, the ones, don't know what, you know, what's going on. But he do. He's all-knowing. So he know that's the only sign we need. Jonah was swallowed up in the whale, for real. 3 days and three nights, right? Hold on, let me go. Verse 6, Matthew chapter 16. Verse 6 says, then Jesus said unto them, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. Beware. Be cautious of the leaven. Leaven is bread, right? Or it's something you put in the bread, like yeast, leaven, of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. But right here, he's not talking about bread, because the disciples thought he was talking about bread too. But right here, when he says, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees, beware of their religion and their rituals and their ways and their doctrine. You see what I'm saying? Beware of what they, don't let them feed you their religion. Don't let them feed you their rituals. Yeah, beware of people's opinions. Don't be so quick to take people's opinions, man. Everybody got opinions. All right, don't take people's understanding. Beware of people's understanding. God told us not to depend on our own understanding. He sure does not want us depending on other people's understanding. I don't care how long they went to school or been studying in that field or whatever. God is the all-knowing one. And you would rather believe a human than God that created a human, that know everything, that's perfect? Beware of people's philosophies. Beware of their religions. Beware of their science. Beware of their schemes. Okay? Now, we in Matthew chapter 16. Go down to verse number 11. It says, how is it that you do not understand that I spoke it not to you concerning bread? I'm not talking about bread. That you should beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. Verse 12 says, then they understood how that he bade them not beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees.
do not adopt the doctrines, the philosophies, the opinions, the religions, the science, okay, of this world. Now, go to Matthew chapter 12. Go over a few chapters. Matthew chapter 12. And go to verse 38. Matthew chapter 12. Verse 38. Then certain of the scribes and of the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we want to see a sign from you. Master, we want to see a sign from you, man. But listen to this. They're calling him master, but they're not behaving like he is their master. They're calling him master. They're saying it. But if he was really their master, they would be following him, not asking for a sign. When he done fed all them people, you see what I'm saying? See, the disciples already saw this. When he done fed all them people with two fish and five loaves of bread, and then did it again with, I believe it was seven. I don't know. I don't want to get into it. But he did it twice. You know what I'm saying? And fed people off two fish, five loaves of bread, or seven fish and two loaves of bread, two of them, one point. I don't know if I got it right, but I know he did that twice. So he was out here doing it. And the Pharisees and Sadducees, they knew it, but they just didn't want to accept it. That's why they calling him master. But then they asking him, he already called them hypocrites. They asking him, we want to see a sign from you. He is the sign. Just believe what he say. All right, verse 39 says, but he answered and said unto them, an evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign. Instead of seeking after a sign, why don't you seek after God? Yeah, instead of chasing after a sign or looking for a sign, why don't you chase after God and look for God? Yeah, while he may be found, his spirit is still here. The devil cannot operate fully in control as long as God's spirit is still here. But God can operate fully in control and does. It don't matter what the devil doing. But he answered and said unto them, an evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and there shall no sign be given to it but the sign of the prophet Jonah. For Jonah, or Jonas, was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly. He got swallowed up by the whale. And see, people be talking that trash and don't even recognize. Here is where the Bible identifies the big fish as a whale. Jesus himself calls the big fish a whale. There it is. Jesus himself in Matthew chapter 12, verse 40, refers to the big fish as a whale. That's where whale comes from. For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Think about it. Jonah was in there 3 days and three nights. 75 hours, right? Jesus was gone in the prison and on the cross and in the grave and all that, 3 days and three nights. Some people get thrown off by the night, you know what I'm saying? It was just Friday and Saturday and Sunday, but Sunday night he was gone. But you got to go back. Think, man, think. Evil these mugs is. They always doing something when people sleep. So 2-3 in the morning, that's the first night. It started before Friday. So it actually started Thursday night when people asleep, about 2 or 3 in the morning when men asleep. They went and got Jesus, right, seized Jesus. You better be watching and praying at 2 or 3 in the morning. I know most people be asleep. I'm telling you, they did it to Jesus. They ran and got him, excuse me, at 2 or 3 in the morning. Come on, man. When God be trying to wake you up at 2 or 3 in the morning, you better start getting up. You know what I'm saying? You may be able to go back to sleep, but get up. If he start waking you up at 2 or 3 in the morning, because you're going to have to get up if them folk come kick your door in at 2 or 3 in the morning, you're going to be up for real. So if you used to being up and praying, you'll be protected. Oh, my. Oh, okay. All right. But, yeah, 3 days and three nights. So Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night. That's the three nights right there. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Yep. 3 days, three nights. It don't say 75 hours. But Jonah was in there 75 hours according to our time. All right, but 3 days and three nights, that's done in the whale's belly. Verse 41, we in Matthew chapter 12. Verse 41 says, the men of Nineveh, which is the men that was, you know, Jonah was trying to avoid preaching to. He didn't want God to forgive them. You see what I'm saying? He knew God, but he didn't want God to forgive them. That's why he went the opposite way. Like, man, I know you're going to have mercy on them, man.
You know, we can get like that, like, man, kill these wicked folk, they doing it. But it says, for your sake, we are killed all day long. We killed all day long because we the righteous ones. You see what I'm saying? It'd be like, man, this ain't fair, but God's ways are right. So it's on us to just accept his ways. Trust him. Obey him. He know what he's doing. Matthew chapter 12, verse 41 says, the men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation. So the men of Nineveh way back then going to rise in judgment with this generation right here, right? And shall condemn it. Why? Because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And behold, a greater than Jonah is here. Jesus is the Lord. People respect Jonah more. People respect Abraham more. People respect Moses more than they do Jesus. And Abraham, Moses, they'll bow down to Jesus. Yeah, Jonah too, he'll bow down to Jesus. That big old whale who swallowed Jonah up, that whale will bow down to Jesus. Have you bowed down to Jesus yet? Bow your heart down to Jesus and let him live inside your heart. You know what I'm talking about? Jesus is the sign. Let's go to Isaiah 7. Yeah, you wicked and adulterous generation still seeking signs, huh? I got your proof right here. You seeking signs and proof? I got your proof right here. And I got your signs right here. Isaiah chapter 7. Let's get it. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. The devil is already defeated. Jesus is the Lord. The devil is the liar. We're going to continue to follow the Messiah, and we're going to put our faith in the Messiah so he can take us higher to the Most High God. Yeah, right? Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14 says, therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. There it is. See what I'm saying? They still seeking signs, though. They asking Jesus. This way back in Isaiah 7. You see what I'm saying? There, Isaiah 7, verse 14. Therefore, the Lord himself. So they can't blame him. I ask you for a sign. Isaiah 7, 14. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. It might not be the sign you expected. Probably going to be the sign you wanted. But he give you a sign. Behold, a virgin. Here go your sign. Behold, a virgin. Okay? Never been intimate, sexual with a man or nothing. A virgin shall conceive. A virgin going to be pregnant. A virgin going to get pregnant. While she's still a virgin. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son. She's going to give birth to a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. And this is Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. When the Lord himself give you a sign. Wicked and adulterous generation still seeking a sign because you're looking over the sign, asking the sign, which is Jesus, for a sign from heaven. And he is the sign from heaven. But it's good. This is real good. Feed me more, Father. So, yeah, that's Isaiah 7, verse 14. I'm going to read it one more time. It says, therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. There's your sign. Mm-hmm. The virgin birth and birthing Jesus. Mm-hmm. Right? Go over two chapters, Isaiah chapter 9. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 and verse 7. It says, for unto us a child is born. He wasn't born unto God. He was born unto us on this earth, right? For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. God gave Jesus to us. And the government, that's the one we listen to. That's the one we go by. We ain't got time to listen to no president. I don't care what kind they are. Because since I've been living my 40-plus years, I ain't never seen no president acknowledging God for real and carrying out God's agenda. I ain't seen it. In my lifetime, probably won't ever see it. You see what I'm saying? We'll be in heaven. You know what I'm talking about? Before they do that. But the earth is the Lord's and all its fullness. Yeah, everything on the earth belongs to God. And look at how we do. Back over here to the scriptures, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And the government, the way we live, the government we live under, are ambassadors of and bow down to, shall be upon his shoulder. Not this government, not this Antichrist system, who y'all running to talking about go vote, and then they turn around and say, okay, we're going to suppress y'all vote, and we're going to make it harder for y'all to
I'm just saying, how you don't like the oppressor, but then trying to get the approval of the oppressor. How you can't stand the oppressor, but then trying to do everything up to the oppressor's standards. You ain't set no other standards yet because you still trying to be like the oppressors, right? Because they call themselves supreme. But God is the only supreme one. And you wrong for calling them white supreme. Whatever you call them, white supreme. I can't say it because only God is supreme one. Can't stand them, but still trying to get them to accept you. Can't stand them, but still trying to live up to their standards and not knowing that you can set your own standard. Really, we need to be living up to God's standards, the standards that's already set. The government shall be upon his shoulder. I ain't got time for no antichrist system. I'm too busy living by faith. That's what my father told me to do. That's what he taught. That's what he teaches us. We are disciples. We're disciplined by God. We are sons of God. That means we only listen to the Spirit of God. Unto us a child, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government. That's why we ain't scared of the antichrist government system or these vaccinations and none of that. That the government passing out. Yeah, go ahead and take it if you want to. The government that we go by, it's on Jesus' shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful. It ain't going to be called Pfizer or Moderna or Johnson & Johnson, where people got lawsuits against them before they even came with a vaccine. And then Johnson & Johnson, they don't put out medicine, do they? Do they work on medicine? They work on baby oil, baby powder. Couldn't even get that right. But his name, the one that our government is on, his shoulders, his name shall be called Wonderful. His name shall be called Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. Yeah, the Prince of Peace. That same one that's born unto us, the child that's born, he is wonderful. He is the Counselor. He is the Mighty God. See that? He is the Everlasting Father, that same child that's born unto us. And the government on his shoulder, he is the Mighty God. He is the Everlasting Father. He is the Prince of Peace. We don't need nothing else to give us peace. Get your mind right. Get the mind of Christ, man. What was Christ doing when he was here? Always pointing to God. Always acknowledging God. Whether it was personal on his own time or whether it was in front of people. He was still pointing to God. So, verse 7, Isaiah chapter 9. Verse 7 says, of the increase of his government and peace. Now you can tell these are two different governments because this government is decreasing. I don't care how much money they trying to give you. You know what I'm saying? Trying to give all these stimulus checks and all this and then, bro, y'all going to continue to be led by man? Of the increase of God's government, though, and peace, there shall be no end. His government is increasing. This government that we're living in this world is decreasing. It's not the same government. But of the increase of his government and peace, is his government and peace. Government ain't giving you no peace. He's some false peace, and then sudden destruction happened after that. Because this government in this world is not acknowledging God. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Hallelujah. No end to his government and peace. No end. This one in the world is coming to an end. But the government that's on Jesus' shoulders is not going to be an end. It's going to increase. And increase with peace. All right? So there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it. So God ordering something. Or you want to be under the new world order? Or you want to be under God's order? Because he going to order this one. He going to order it and to establish it with judgment and justice. Not with no lingering justice for all, with your hand on your heart and then you grow up and they ain't give you nothing. Mm-hmm, but the opposite. And upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and justice from henceforth or from now on, even forever. The zeal of the Lord. What? The zeal of the Lord. Not me, not you, not your energy, not your power, not your strength, but the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Yeah, I like when God do stuff. He do it better than me. He do it better than you. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, I like when God do stuff. Go to John chapter 3. And we're going to read verses 16 through 21. Then we're going to go to a praise break. And we'll come back at it. Come back. and get some more of these scriptures. John chapter 3, verses 16 through 21. That's what we're reading. John chapter 3, starting at verse 16. You know that one by heart. Oh, you used to. Some. It's the key to the whole Bible right here. John chapter 3, verse 16. And verse 17, 18, 19, 20, and 21 too. Okay. John chapter 3, verse 16 says, "For God so loved the world." Not man so loved the world. Not the government so loved the world. "For God so loved the world." Not Camilla Rice. Uh-oh. What her name is? Yeah, not Camilla. You know, I don't even see her. Harris? What a lad. I don't know. True. But the president either. The president or vice president. How about that? Or any of the ex-presidents. It wasn't up to them. But John 3:16 says, "For God." This is God's love for the world. "For God so loved the world." And God know how to love without being selfish. Because if you're being selfish, that means love. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son." Love causes you to do something. God loves so much that it caused him to give up something that was precious to him for us. "God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Whoever. Not just Israel, but whoever believes in him. Yeah, that's Jews, Gentiles, everything. Mm-hmm. "Whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." If you believe in Jesus, you're not going to perish, but you're going to have everlasting life. Even if your life gone from this earth, you still gain everlasting life better than this earth. Verse 17, John chapter 3. Verse 17 says, "For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world." God didn't send Jesus here to condemn you, but that the world through him might be saved. God trying to save you. The devil trying to kill you, but then he got you tricked into behaving like him. Now you want to hang with him, and you want to, you know, shun Jesus and hit the Heisman position on Jesus because you're hanging with Satan, huh? You don't want to believe God, huh? That's how you end up in that situation. Yup. You didn't want to believe God, so now you believe in the devil. Verse 18 says, "He that believes on him," told you, "he that believes on the truth," believes on Jesus, "is not condemned." This is John chapter 3, verse 18. "He that believes on him is not condemned," is not doomed, is not headed for destruction, condemned. "But he that believes not is condemned already." If you in any other religion, you caught up and you rejecting Jesus, if you in life rejecting Jesus, you already under condemnation right now. That's why the Son got to set you free. J-E-S-U-S got to set you free so you can be free indeed. "But he that believes not is condemned already," because why? Because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Because you don't believe in the name of Jesus, right? The only begotten Son of God. You already living a condemned life right now. I don't care if you think it's thriving. It's a difference in what we think and what God thinks. It'll behoove us or benefit us if we would get the mind of Christ and start thinking like Abba Father. All right? So let me read verse 18 again. John chapter 3. Verse 18 says, "He that believes on him," if you believe on the truth, Jesus is the truth. "He that believes on Jesus is not condemned, but he that believes not is condemned already." Why? "Because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." Yeah, it's something about the name Jesus, and it's something about the reputation of Jesus, too. Mm-hmm. Both of them names, right? The reputation and his name. J-E-S-U-S. Verse 19 says, "And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world." This is the condemnation. This is why people are condemned. This is why the world is condemned right now. God tried to save it. He loved it. Loved the world so much, he sent Jesus. But they rejected his love, right? So verse 19 says, "And this is the condemnation then." Since you're rejecting the love, look at the condemnation. "This is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world." Y'all know Jesus is the light, right? Jesus is coming to the world, and men love darkness. Y'all know the devil represents darkness. I like reading the scripture like this. And this is the condemnation, that Jesus is coming to the world, and men love the devil rather than Jesus because their deeds were devilish. They're behaving just like Satan. They're not behaving like the God who created them, that still wants to get to know them as, wants them to know him as Father, still available, but they're rejecting Jesus, so they're not going to ever get to know God. Unless they receive Jesus, that's how it works. And this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world, and men love darkness instead. Light came into the world to save you, but men love darkness rather than light. They love the devil rather than Jesus because their deeds were evil. They acting like Satan. So they're going to hang like Satan. Then they're going to get crushed like Satan. Verse 20 says, for everyone that does evil hates the light. If you out here doing evil, you hate the light. The light is Jesus. You ain't out here acting like Satan. You know what I'm talking about? And then talking about you love Jesus? No. If you acting like Satan, you hate Jesus. For everyone that does evil hates the light, neither comes to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. They won't even come to the light. They don't want nobody to correct them. They don't want to hear the truth, right? Have I become your enemy because I'm telling the truth? I'm still going to tell the truth. All right? Verse 21 says, yes, I'm saying, you got to decide, who are you going to fear more? Are you going to fear man, humans, and their opinions of you and what they got to say or what they might do? Or are you going to fear God, the Almighty, who can kill you, and then after that you still got to face him, and he could throw you in hell after that? Who you going to fear? Make up your mind. Choose you this day whom you going to serve. So John chapter 3, verse 20 says, for everyone that does evil hates the light, neither comes to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved or corrected. They don't want nobody to correct them. He who hates correction is stupid, is what the Bible says in one version of the Bible. It's in Proverbs. He who hates correction is stupid. Verse 21 says, yeah, they're not wise. Verse 21 says, but he that does the truth, that's what I'm talking about. He that does the truth, whoever's following Jesus, whoever's believing in Jesus, and you hear what God is saying and you're doing it, he that does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Yeah, in other words, we going to know that we need God's help. We going to know that. We ain't sitting up here acting like I don't need God's help. I know I need God's help. Yeah, we need God. God helps us. We all sinned and fall short. You still got a sinful nature. I don't care if you're born again. You still got a flesh nature. That's why ain't nobody perfect. That's why if you could do it, then Jesus wouldn't have came. So quit trying to do it and just accept Jesus that already did it for you. He makes us right. He makes us right before God, and he makes us the righteousness of God. I got to go back to that scripture right quick. You don't have to go there, but just let me read it to you. Let me read it to you. It says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law, so he condemned sin in the flesh, and the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. Two things that the law couldn't do. It couldn't condemn sin, and it could not fulfill the righteousness of the law in you. So what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Are you led by the Spirit of God? As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. No, nothing else. I don't care how many scriptures they quote, how many sermons they preach. I don't care. You know what I'm talking about? If they're not listening to the Spirit of God, they're not his. And that's for real. We'll be right back. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ.
I'm your homie Oasis. Today's topic, you wicked and adulterous generation, still seeking signs and proof, huh? I got your proof right here. Know that. We'll be right back, man. Appreciate you listening.
How can I just stand by, you know? I got the Lord with me. Come on. See, I'm answering the throne with the king, so that makes me a king. I understand the Bible, the whole thing. Whoever westernized, scratch the surface. The fake UFO invasion about the service purpose. The lies in the mega churches, knowing Project Bluebeam intertwined with the Antichrist. These are real things, but it must be fulfilled. It was written. Study with the realest brothers, man. No religion. Looking for the rapture. Blood moon and capture. The essence. Prepare the way for the Lord's presence. You can be an actor or a rapper. That's cool with the president. But everything of life ain't heaven sent. Tell me where the weather is. Radio is certain death for the kids twerking. While the devil stay working. What it is. Lucifer, you such a liar. And you such a fraud. I think it's fitting that you die and serve with Jesus.
And they can call it what they want. You can call it what you want. I know. But I know exactly what it is.
I know exactly what it is.
Welcome to the world.
Yeah. We in the war.
Afraid
cause all we really got is our words. The pen is greater than the sword.
By the people, for the people, seem like you only look out for your sort of people. I look around, it's more evil, gotta see it in me. You see, every day we closer to that funeral. Every day a struggle, but the struggle's still beautiful. And doctors don't got patience for their patients, so they just send them to that pharmaceutical. We tell them that they need drugs, but I know that they need love. I ain't scared of that water violence, the thing I'm more terrified of. I wanna snap a generation out of apathy. Gotta do that now for this voice grow out of reach. And what we feeding people, that's a tragedy. So what you want, the chemicals or calories? Nobody taught us how to eat. Mama gone working 60-hour weeks. What's for dinner? Well, what's quicker and cheap? You got remote pants, you'll be raised by the TV. My mama worked the night shift, still made it out to every single game. Well, my father said at home, I promise when I have my own, that we will never be the same. Vendetta.
I told you.
We are the ones.
We are the ones.
Yeah.
We are the
ones. Cause Pac did a lot more for me than Barack. Look. La 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 la.
Mr. or Mrs. Government official, we just won't listen. Mm-mm. You can't relate to how we live in from where you're sitting. That's why the artist got more influence than the politician. It's my generation. We know the news never tell the truth, so we go to Twitter for our information. It's so fast, y'all seem slow to us. By the time you print it tomorrow, it's old to us. We are the ones that you used to be. Brave idealists with a dream and went corrupted by the cream, yeah. This pen is not for sale. They nickel and dime it. We still throwing quarters in a wish. Well, and I know you can't imagine losing the lifestyle that you're so used to having. And yo, we still make decisions for the fact that they're awesome, not just for the profit margin. Hold up, how I'm talking. I got excess, others got need. I gotta answer to God for all of these sneaks. I got 100 pairs, but only 2 feet. God forgive me, y'all been thinking about me. We point fingers at people who sin different, skin different, but the same color we bleed. You wanna know the real problem in America? Always has been, and it always will be me. If you had any other answer, you've been deceived. We've been looking for salvation and education, money, leaders, and policies, but we got a bigger need. We got a sin that we inherited. We divide ourselves by class, skin, color, and our heritage. Well, I create a bankrupt to heaven so that we could all be there with us, brothers and sisters.
I told you so. I told you we are. La 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 la. Not afraid to lose everything we got. Nah, cause all we really got is word. The pen is greater than the sword. La 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 la.
Yeah, all we got is God's word, and all we need is God's word. Yeah, you're going to put your faith. Yeah, your faith comes by hearing God's word. You're going to put your faith in God by hearing his word. If you're reading the Bible for any other reason, you're reading it wrong. Yeah, just to get to know God. That's how we read it. That's what we read it for. And to feed our faith and to put our faith in God.
You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you again. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Today's topic, you wicked and adulterous generation, still seeking signs and proof, huh? Let's move on. John chapter 1, starting at verse 1. John chapter number 1, starting at verse 1. John chapter 1. You should be there by now because we was just in John chapter 3 before we went to the praise break there. John chapter 1, though. Give you 3 more seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, John chapter 1, verse 1, says, in the beginning was the Word. This goes back before time. This goes back before Genesis 1 and 1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. Talking about Jesus. In him, in Jesus, was life. And the life was the light of men. John chapter 1, verse 5 says, and the light shines in the darkness. Didn't we just read about that in chapter 3? The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended not. The darkness don't understand. Yeah, because they won't believe, man. Go to verse 9, John chapter 1. Verse 9 says, that was the true light. I told you, Jesus is the sign. That's all the proof you need. Verse 9, John chapter 1, that was the true light which lives, okay, I'm sorry. That was the true light which lights every man that comes into the world, all nations. This is the true light. Jesus is the true light that lights every man that comes into the world. Verse 10. John chapter 1, verse 10 says, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Wow. In the world made by you, but the world don't know you. How would you feel? Get some understanding. Verse 11 says, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. He went to his own, and his own rejected him. So if you go into your own, and your own rejecting you, it sounds like you're walking in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. If you follow him now, you got your faith in God. But he came to his own, and his own received him not. But verse 12 says, but as many as received him. So everybody in the world don't reject Jesus. There's some people that receive Jesus. Everybody's not rejecting him. But as many as received him, what side are you on? Are you on the side of rejecting Jesus, or are you on the side of receiving Jesus? Receive the gift that God gave unto you. Don't reject the gift that God gave to you. What other gifts do you reject? What other gifts do you slap out somebody's hand when they give it to you? If somebody gave you $100, would you slap it out of their hand? No, I'm good. You see what I'm saying? A gift at Christmas time. Yeah. Y'all be getting gifts. Do you just push them out somebody's hand like, I don't want that? But if you receive those gifts from man, who's evil all year long, but know how to give good gifts at the end of the year, right? How much more would you be, would you receive from God who knows, I'm talking about who is perfect. So verse 12 says, but as many as received him, as many as received Jesus, Jesus is the truth. If you stand for the truth, you won't fall for the foolishness of the world. But if you don't stand for the truth, Jesus is the truth. If you don't stand for the truth, you're going to fall for all the foolishness of the world and in the world. But as many as received him, John chapter 1, verse 12, as many as received him, to them gave he power. But as many as received Jesus, to them Jesus gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. You are a son of God. Because you received Jesus and he gave you power to become sons of God. It don't matter about your agenda. Your gender, male or female, it don't matter. Because the spirit ain't male or female. The spirit is spirit. The spirit ain't even no color. So it ain't about color either. Verse 13, get him, Jesus. John chapter 1, verse 13 says, which were born not of blood, that's us, we believe on his name, we're not born of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but we're born of God. That's when God will accept you. When he can rebirth you. And the only way he is going to rebirth you is if you come in through Jesus the Christ, which is the way, the truth, and the life of God. Verse 14 says, and the Word was made flesh. Look it up. I told you, Jesus is the sign. Look. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory. We saw his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. That's just like now, if some, you know, you got some writers now. Back then, they were writing. They were writing. They were recording this for us to read and believe and for us to see it and believe it and receive it. You know what I mean? So the word was made flesh and he dwelt among us and we beheld his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Not full of stuff like this world is, but he was full of grace and truth. Go to verse 17, John chapter 1. Verse 17 says, for the law was given by Moses. The law, the commandments, was given by Moses, but God wrote them, right? It says, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. So you want to be under the law and Moses, or you want to be under grace and truth, which is greater than the law, and under Jesus, which is greater than Moses? The law was given by Moses. God, the one, gave Moses the law, but he brought grace and truth through Jesus the Christ. You know what I'm talking about? And that's how that worked. Go to 1 Timothy. We almost finished. I got a bonus, so I don't know if we're going to read that whole chapter or if I'm going to give it to you or read some of it and then give you the rest for homework or what. But 1 Timothy, let's go there now. 1 Timothy, and then we're going to 2 Timothy, and then we'll be in your homework assignment or the bonus, should I say. So 1 Timothy, let's go there first. The Timothy with the one in front of it. Again, appreciate everybody tuning in. Much love to you. Shout outs to you. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I am your homie Oasis, man. We're going to 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4, starting at verse 1. Yeah, we're about to look at some signs. Yeah, Jesus is the sign from heaven. All right, but let's check out these other signs too. You ready? You can tell where we at by these scriptures. 2 Timothy chapter 4, you can tell where we are at on God's timeline by these scriptures. 2 Timothy chapter 4, starting at verse 1, it says, I charge you, therefore, before God, and remember, you're always before God. He's always watching. I charge you, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick, that's the living, and the dead, at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach here, he judging the living and the dead at his appearing. Mm-hmm. Verse 2 says, preach the word, though. Preach the word. Live it. That's a form of preaching. That's what you got to do first. Live it. And then you can open your mouth. Okay? Both of them are preaching, but don't be trying to open your mouth if you ain't living it. Preach the word. Be instant in season. Out of season, reprove, I mean correct, rebuke, mm-hmm. It's not condemnation, but rebuking, it's not rejection either, it's rejecting of the wrong way of behaving, that's rebuke, exhort, or build up with all long-suffering and doctrine. So preach the word, be instant in season and out of season, always be ready, all right? Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. Verse 3 says, "What it says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine." Tell you. The time will come, and it's here now, where they will not endure sound doctrine. They want some Q-tip preacher or somebody to say what they want to hear, and they won't tune in to you if you ain't saying what they want to hear now. See, they're not enduring sound doctrine anymore, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Tell you, where you think I get it from? The word. The word talking about them itching ears and them not listening right. Look, I'm sorry, I'm in 2 Timothy chapter 4. And I wasn't supposed to be here, but I guess I do supposed to be here. Supposed to be in 1 Timothy. But hold on, let me finish these because they fit in too. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. I don't like him because he always saying something and it hit my heart, so I want somebody to just say something that smooth it on out for me. What? They don't want no reproof or no rebuke. All right, verse 4 says, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Turning away from the truth, listening to the lies of Satan. They looking at Lucifer on TV. They looking at evil on TV. They looking at The Walking Dead on TV. They looking at American Idol on TV. They looking at you name it on TV. But they ain't got Jesus on there. Yeah, they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch you. You watch in all things. You endure endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of your ministry. You know what I'm talking about? Now I can read the scripture that I was trying to get, which is 1 Timothy chapter 4. But 2 Timothy chapter 4, I'm glad I went there because it's still on point. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 says, "Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times," where we at now, "in the latter times, that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils and them fables." They don't believe the truth no more, so they're paying attention to seducing spirits. Ooh, I felt goosebumps, seduce, right? Yeah, because God, when he talk to you, it ain't all about feelings and none of that. You know what I'm talking about? Sometimes he'll talk and you will get goosebumps, but every time you get goosebumps, that ain't God talking. So sometimes that be seducing spirits. That's why you got to get trained to hear God's voice and get to know God. Because they listening to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. That's why he said everybody who naming Lord, Lord, who say Lord, Lord is not his. You know how many fake churches is out there? Some of them still closed. True. Verse 2, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2. They speak in lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, commanding to abstain from meat. That's religion. Abstain from meats. Don't eat pork. Mm-hmm. But they're commanding to abstain from meats, which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. So those who believe and know the truth, we can eat whatever they sell in the marketplaces, like Jesus said. We ain't none of no religion. We not like Islam and don't eat pork and all this other stuff. But you don't eat pork, but then you smoke cigarette. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Verse 4. Let me read verse 3 again. They forbidden to marry. They commanding to abstain from meats, which God created these meats, right? Which God created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. So that's why no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Yeah, I know they poisoning the food. Yeah, I know they trying to kill humans through food and all that. But God, we the ones that believe and know the truth. They can't touch us. God overrules them. Verse 4, 1 Timothy chapter 4 says, "For every creature of God is good." What? For every, hey, Muslims and whoever else, for every creature, oh, y'all vegetarians too. Let me get you. This word gets you. "For every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving." Mm-hmm. You ain't thankful no more. That's why you think you can pick and choose what you want to eat, don't you? Mm-hmm. Let me read it again. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Verse 4, "For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer." Do you pray over your food? That's what sanctifies your food. That's what kills all the poison and everything else that's in there. "For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer." That's why we pray. That's why we say our grace. Verse 6 says, "If you put the brethren in remembrance of these things, you shall be a good minister of Jesus Christ." If you put the brethren in remembrance of these things, just reminding you, all right? If you put the brethren, the believers, in remembrance of these things, you shall be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto you have attained. Hallelujah. All right? 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 says, "But refuse profane and old wives' fables." Tell you about them fables, man. Don't be believing that. Don't be believing Disney over Jesus. "Refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise yourself rather unto godliness." Do the godly things. You know what I'm talking about? Where can the godly things be found? They in your Bible. Spend time with God. Go to verse 10. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach because we trust in the living God. This is why you go through so much on the earth and in the world. But you ever notice you go through so much, but you still have your peace? You go through so much, but you still got joy? For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach because we trust in the living God. That's why. Because we trust in the living God. We ain't just saying it. We displaying it. We trust in him. Trust in his action. We trust in the living God. I don't care if the situation is negative and it's saying opposite of what God says. When you trust him, you good. Because we trust in the living God who is the Savior of all men. What? He is the Savior of all men. Say it again. We trust in the living God who is the Savior of all men. Especially of those that believe. Yeah. It just puts you in a different category when you believe. You know what I'm talking about? You go in the category with believes. You know what I mean? 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Verse 1. Ready? Let's get it. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Verses 1 through 7 says, this know also, or also know this, that in the last days, you want to know what we had on God's calendar? In the last days, perilous times shall come. A synonym for perilous is dangerous. Another synonym for perilous is unsafe. Another synonym for perilous is uncertain. This know also that in the last days, dangerous times shall come. Also know this, that in the last days, unsafe times shall come. Also know this, that in the last days, uncertain times shall come. CDC, uncertain. They don't know if they want to tell you to put the mask on, take the mask off, or do good. It's unsafe out here, right? It's dangerous out here. Coronavirus been here since 2020, right? Okay. Anyway, verse 2, for men, yeah, God been here longer than that, though. Now what? For men shall be lovers of their own selves. People selfish as heathen. How many likes I got? Putting stuff just to get likes. I'm talking about don't have no value from nothing else unless people like what they post or say something about what they post. Come on, man. Men shall be lovers of their own selves, always pointing and showing you what they doing. They call it selfies, right? Covetous. Desiring other things, right? Boasters, proud, yeah, including gay pride, yeah. Blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, that means no self-control, fierce, despisers of those that are good. What? Despisers of those that are good. Yeah, they just don't like you because you keep following Jesus and continue to follow Jesus, though. Verse 4 says, traitors. They're traitors. They're heady, you know, strong-headed. Hard-headed, really. Really. Heady. Yeah, high-minded. Think too highly of themselves and too low of God. Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Look at them. They love pleasure more than loving God. Verse 5, having a form of godliness. They got a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, right? So you can't just have a form of godliness, but you got to have some power backing you up. Number one, you got to have love. Jesus said, you know my disciples by the love that they show. And then God proves that he's with you by the power that he displays through you and in your life. But they have a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, and from such like that, you turn away. You turn away from all religions. All philosophies, all opinions, they're denying the power of God. They got a form of godliness, but they're denying the power of God. Therefore, it says, from such turn away. Verse 6, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 6, for of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with divers lusts. They creeping into the houses, leading them captive. Verse 7 says, ever learning. They always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Always learning, but still don't know what the truth is. That sounds like us these days, don't it, man? humans without God. You know what I'm talking about? All right, Mark chapter 13. Here go the bonus. Like I said, I don't know if we get the whole chapter in, but we may. Mark chapter 13, I'm just going to start reading it. Mark chapter 13, we starting at verse 1. This is the bonus. This is your homework. This is wrapping it all up right here in a nutshell here. Mark chapter 13, verse 1 says, "And as he went out of the temple, one of his disciples said unto him, Master, see what manner of stones and what buildings are here." They blown away by the stones that the buildings were built out of. If you live in a city, you ride downtown sometimes, you see them, you be blown away. Maybe you be blown away by them big old buildings, right? Verse 2, Mark chapter 13, verse 2 says, "And Jesus answering said unto them, You see these great buildings. There shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down." Yeah, all these big buildings, but they didn't acknowledge God. They built up their own kingdom. They started helping Satan build up a kingdom on the earth, too. They wouldn't help Jesus. So that's why God going to crush them. Every stone. It said, "There shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down." Yeah, God going to crush all wickedness. Mark chapter 13 says, "And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives over against the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew asked him privately, Tell us what? It says, Tell us when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign when all these things shall be fulfilled?" Verse 5 says, "And Jesus answering them began to say, Take heed, lest any man deceive you." Pay attention, right? Lest any man deceive you. Don't let nobody deceive you. Verse 6 says, "For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many." Many going to come and saying that they are Jesus, and they're going to deceive a lot of people. That's happening now. That done happened when we was children, too. People claiming that they were Jesus, man. You know what I'm saying? What, it was David Koresh and somebody else did it. You know what I'm saying? Other folk had the people drinking wine and all. It's been about at least two or three of them in our days. And it's probably more. They're just probably not popular right now. Verse 7, Mark chapter 13, says, "And when you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, be you not troubled." See, they at war. We're hearing of wars over there with Israel them, and got rumors of wars too. But don't be troubled by that. That's what Jesus is telling us. "For such things must needs be, but the end shall not be yet." So these things got to come, but it's still not the end. Verse 8, Mark chapter 13 says, "For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be earthquakes in diverse places, and there shall be famines and troubles. These are the beginning of sorrows." These are the beginnings of sorrows. Troubles, famines, earthquakes in different places. You know what I'm talking about? Nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom. Verse 9 says, "But take heed to yourself." This is how you get through this. Pay attention to yourself, right? "For they shall deliver you up to councils. They shall deliver you up to councils. And in the synagogues you shall be beaten, and you shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them." Don't worry about it. God got you. They treat you bad when you're following Christ, but don't worry. God got you. Verse 10, yeah, God treats you great when you're following Christ. Verse 10 says, "And the gospel must first be published among all nations." Mark chapter 13. Verse 10, God loved the whole world, right? "And the gospel must first be published among all nations." Verse 11, "But when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what you shall speak, neither do you premeditate, but whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that you speak. For it is not you that speak, but the Holy Ghost." So don't be sitting up here. When they bring you before, you know, the nations and all this, what it says, "But when they shall lead you and deliver you up, don't take no thought beforehand what you're going to speak. Neither do you premeditate." All that Bible that's in you, that God been putting in you, it's going to come out at the right time. Watch. It says, "But whatever shall be given you in that hour, that speak you, or that you should speak. For it is not you that speak, but the Holy Ghost speaking through you. Why do you think he was equipping you and preparing you so long, right? Hallelujah. Verse 12 says, now the brother shall betray the brother to death, and the father the son, and children shall rise up against their parents and shall cause them to be put to death. All this happening right now, too. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. All men hate you because you got Jesus' name on you. But don't worry about it. Jesus loves you. Yeah, Jesus' Father loves you, too. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. But when you shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing where it ought not, let him that reads understand that. Then let him that be in Judea flee to the mountains. The abomination means that's against God's nature, and desolation means that's no life. So whatever is against God's nature and has no life, right now I'm looking at homosexuality. When you see that standing where it ought not to be standing at, see that standing in a leadership position? They already up in the church, ain't they? The homosexual spirit? Yeah, the homosexual spirit. Y'all like them. Y'all be watching them. One of them named Tyler Perry. He wear dresses all the time. Okay. On all the movies he make, he be in the dress, don't he? He ain't good unless he in the dress. He feel real comfortable when he in the dress acting like a woman. Come on, man. Yeah. I don't care how much money he got or how much stuff he doing. It don't matter. You can't buy your way into heaven. You better be following Jesus the Christ. I don't care about you naming him. Where the power at, cuz? Yeah, your movies ain't about Christ Jesus. Yeah, your movie, they started off kind of like that, the plays and stuff. When you got to the big screen, boy, I ain't see Jesus nowhere. You even got something called Oval. Like, boy, that's witchcraft or something, ain't it? Anyway, back over here to the scriptures, Mark chapter 13, verse 15 says, and let him that is on the housetop not go down into the house, neither enter therein to take anything out of his house, and let him that is in the field not turn back again for to take up his garment. But woe to them that are with child, that's pregnant, and to them that give suck in those days, nursing your baby, and pray you that your flight be not in the winter. Pray that your flight don't be in the winter. I pray that our flight don't be in the winter. Verse 19 says, for in those days. So it is an escape before, because he's saying pray that your flight not in the winter. Then it gets into these days. Verse 19, Mark chapter 13, for in those days shall be affliction, such as was not from the beginning of the creation, which God created unto this time, neither shall be. God created this unto this time. If you're on God's side, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Verse 20 says, and except that the Lord had shortened the days, I told you, he shortened those days. That's why we be sitting up here talking about, man, the day went by fast. Oh, the day went by fast. Oh, this week went by fast. Boy, this year went by fast. Except the Lord had shortened the day. That's why. God shortening these days up, man. And except the Lord had shortened those days, no flesh should be saved. He's shortening the days so he can save some folks. Because if he leave it out here, we all be condemned. God! And except that the Lord had shortened those days, no flesh should be saved. But, thank you, Father, but God, but for the elect's sake, not the elites. This is E-L-E-C-T. This. Elect's sake. Yeah, E-L-E-C-T. We are elected by God. We are not the elite of Satan. They think we better than everybody else, VIP, all that crap. No. We are the elect of God, whom he has chosen. He has shortened those days for us. Verse 21 says, and then if any man shall say to you, look, here is Christ, or look, he is over there, believe him not. For false Christs and false prophets shall rise and shall show signs. Show me a sign. False Christs rising up and they showing signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, the elect. Told you. They seducing. We read about it. Seducing spirits, doctrines of devils, false prophets. coming up in here and false Christ coming up in here, and they got signs. So you better stop seeking signs, and you better start seeking God, start seeking the truth, Jesus. Verse 22, for false Christ and false prophets shall rise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. But it ain't possible. Thank you, Jesus. But take you heed, or you take heed. Behold, I have foretold you all things. I'm telling you what's going to happen. Pay attention to it. But in those days after that tribulation, the sun shall be darkened and the moon shall not give her light. And the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. You see this stuff going on now, too, in the little shadow of the tribulation, too. Verse 26 says, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. What? Then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great glory, with great power and glory, and then shall he send his angels and shall gather together his elect. Yeah, he going to send his angels and gather us up. We going home, finally. Shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven. Four winds, north, south, east, and west. Verse 28 says, now learn a parable of the fig tree. When her branch is yet tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So you, in like manner, when you shall see these things come to pass, when you see all this coming to pass, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, that this generation shall not pass till all these things be done. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and that hour knows no man. No, not even the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. So nobody can tell you the exact time that the world and age and stuff is going to be over with. That day and that hour, nobody knows it. The angels don't know it, not even Jesus. God kept that to himself. Verse 33 says, take you heed, or you take heed, pay attention, watch and pray. Don't you be watching the news and forgetting to pray. Watch and pray, for you know not when the time is. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants. Left his house, gave authority to his servants, that's us on this earth, and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Verse 35 says, watch you therefore, for you know not when the master of the house comes, at evening or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning. Yeah, of that day or hour, no one knows. You better keep your faith in God every day, every night too. Verse 36 says, least coming suddenly, he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs again to you. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. Today's topic, you wicked and adulterous generation, still seeking signs and proof, huh? Hashtag, I got your proof right here on this broadcast. Yeah, this episode right here when Hip Hop Meets Christ. Appreciate everybody tuning in. We'll get at you next time. Hey, you keep your faith in God. Peace.
Uh-oh. Andy Mineo. Coach Campbell. Sometimes we feel pressure, and the pressure gets to be too much. But I know who to run to, and so should you. Our one and only Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He will leave it all, give it to him, and it will be relieved from us. Let's go, come on!
Feel the pressure, new semester. Everybody's getting fly, gotta dress up. The parents pay a lot of money, they expect you to make a lot of money, so you don't wanna mess up. Now you're stressed, huh? Try your best, but why it never seems enough to impress them? And you just wanna hear him say good job instead of get a good job. So tell me, where is your rest, huh? The parents feel the strain too, cause they named you, and they got the responsibilities to raise you. If you turn out like a demon instead of an angel, then they be catching the blame for bringing the family shame. When kids have kids, they run and abandon. Others stick around, model broken examples. Clean ones, nobody's hands isn't. Sometimes this life got more questions than answers.
I feel the pressure, yeah. from every side. I feel the pressure, yeah. Knocked out but I'm still alive. But I feel the pressure, yeah. Like where do I run to when I feel the pressure, pressure, pressure.
You ever feel like you're wandering, no aims, no accomplishments, life passing by, gotta make something out of it. And every time the clock ticks, you be so reminded how time flies, but you ain't in the cockpit. And birthdays are like the worst days. There's turmoil in your heart, a celebration on the surface. Cause Mondays is right back to that workplace where you hate it, but you gotta get paid. Yeah, I can feel the pressure too every time I'm speaking on the microphone. Different crowds on the weekend. Cause I remember what James said about teaching, and why is everybody scrutinizing what I'm tweeting? Sign to that reach camp, expectations way higher than decent. I became green when I seen God peace, rested in it knowing that he pleased with me. Now I don't gotta please, man, I feel the pressure, yeah.
Coming from every side, I feel the pressure, yeah. Locked down but I'm still alive, but I feel the pressure, yeah. Like where do I run to when I feel the pressure, pressure, pressure.
Any song that influences the way you feel has power over you. Now, that influence is a spiritual influence that can either glorify God or it can glorify the enemy. Second thing you need to know about songs deals with the rhythm. The rhythm of a song. The rhythm of a song is the beat of a song. And a lot of people are completely unaware. They are oblivious. That when you are listening to the rhythm of a song or the beat of a song, that rhythm or beat affects your will. Your will.
I'm free, I'm alive, feeling good, alright. You can take my joy,
cause the world didn't give it to me.
You can take my joy,
cause the world didn't give it to me.
I'm free, I'm alive,
feeling good,
alright. And you can take my joy,
cause the world didn't give it to me.
And you can take my joy,
cause the world didn't give it to me.
I'm free, I'm alive,
feeling good.
What do you mean by will, man? Well, when I say it affects your will, it affects your call to action. It affects you wanting to act or to react, to behave a certain way, to move a certain way. It calls you into action.
Uh-oh.
Mic check 1-2-1-2.
He's a man, think twice. Why would I put my trust in him? He can't give life. He breathe the same air as me. Heart coated ice. Be the real. Here's the deal. I own it. Right.
Trust in politicians. He's a man. Think twice. Why would I put my trust in one who can't give life? Who breathe the same air as me. Heart coated ice. Be for real, here's the deal, our only hope is Christ. Trust in politicians, he's a man, think twice. Why would I put my trust in one who can't give life? Who breathe the same air as me, heart hold his ice. Be for real, here's the deal, our only hope is Christ. Don't get caught up in the mix, Satan's full of dirty tricks. But I'm picking up some bricks and throwing them right at him. Watch him scatter, duck dodge, mess up his data. It really do matter about our only hope, King, Lord, Savior. He makes the defeated foe change all of his evil behavior. Oh yeah, you best believe I'm calling you out. And at the same time, I'm gonna shout about our only hope. Can you cope, man? I've been broke plans, didn't have him. I was trying to do my own thing, and then he came alive in my life. Show me he really paid the price. Are we gonna stand and be sons of God or hide like mice? Trust in politicians, he's a man, think twice. Why would I put my trust in one who can't give life? Who breathe the same air as me, heart's cold as ice. Be for real, here's the deal, our only hope is Christ. Trust in politicians, he's a man, think twice. Why would I put my trust in one who can't give life? Who breathe the same air as me, heart's cold as ice. people real. Here's the deal, our only hope is Christ.
A black man, the president, is it a godsend? If it is, I know one thing, we really at the end of bad ways. We were treated, even now still is. Just years ago there was even war between our kids. Genesis, don't you forget, who are you playing with? You really didn't think, but the Lord saw all of it. He told his friend Abraham that he had his back, and after harsh bondage and oppression, he did prove that. Don't get mad at us, it's bigger than me and you. It's our time to shine, he brought us through, respect is due. There's got to be more than what they offer in this life. You heard about that book that cut sharper than a two-edged knife? Trust in politicians, he's a man, think twice. Why would I put my trust in one who can't give life? Who breathe the same air as me, hearts cold as ice. Be for real, here's the deal, our only hope is Christ. Trust in politicians, he's a man, think twice. Why would I put my trust in one who can't give life? Who breathe the same air as me, hearts cold as ice. People real, here's the deal, our only hope is Christ. Father, keep me and let your will be done on earth. You got kindness, mercy, and grace that frees us from the curse. We go through a lot as a people, not talking about the human race. Black folks, yes, the black male gets no mercy with his case. Conspiracy, not studying the traps they set for me. Isaiah lets me know, no weapon gon' work, you see. Lord, help me reach with the one and only hope. You are always with us, even when it hung us from a rope. Lord, let your kingdom come. Lord, let your will be done. We will continue to follow you until you come. Faith and trust in mankind is not the change we need. I'm gonna sit and watch with Jesus, cause this world is full of greed. Trust in politicians, he's a man, think twice. Why would I put my trust in one who can't give life? Who breathe the same air as me, hearts cold as ice. Be for real, here's the deal, our only hope is Christ. Trust in politicians, he's a man, think twice. Why would I put my trust in one who can't give life? Who breathe the same air as me, heart cold as ice. Be for real, here's the deal, our only hope is Christ.
Thinking about the world, looking at the nation. Suicide, genocide, homicide. Three words come to mind. Times are changing, yeah. No more rumors, there are wars going on. Twisted doctor, scientists making clones. Economy got some backs against the wall. People dying for no reason at all. People of God don't even read their Bibles. There's no faith, no trust in the word. But everybody seems to be quoting scripture. It's just another word they heard. Pastors leaving pulpits cause they're tired. It's all based on how we feel. Overheard two people speaking the other day. One said that God's not real, but I'm just one of them more people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Oh, I'm just one of them old people God's got a hold on. I believe, yeah. So I'll choose to look on the brighter side, in spite of all the negativity I'm surrounded by. No, it ain't perfect, but that's alright. Cause his hand is on me and it's keeping me alive. So many disappointments. So much I don't understand. So much I don't have answers for. That's what makes me trust you more. In a world that's always changing, everything's rearranging. But no matter what's going on, I'ma be standing, I'ma be
holding on. Your truth, their truth, my truth. Your God, my God, our view. All I know is one thing nowadays, is we all need hope, we all need faith, and I'm just one of them old people who's gotta hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Yes, he is. Oh, I'm just one of them old people. God's gotta hold on. Don't you let go of me, Lord, please. I believe, I believe. Yeah. Oh, I'm just one of them old people who's gotta hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Yes, he is. Oh, I'm just one of them old people. God's got a hold on. I believe.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt